All right, that's Cindy Wilson with a track called Brother, and preceding that, another new Cindy Wilson solo track called Things I'd Like to Say. And this is the moment I've been waiting for all week. I have Cindy Wilson on the phone here. Are you there, Cindy?
Hello. I am. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Have you been traveling a lot?
I just got back from France.
Woo!
Yeah, nice. You know, they don't call me Chris France for nothing.
I'm glad you had a good time, it sounds like.
We had a wonderful time. We always do. It's, that's, you know, where Tina's mother is from, and so we go to the family home there. It's really beautiful.
Oh, this sounds so great.
But
well, I got to stay home here for Thanksgiving. It's been really crazy busy.
Uh-huh.
And doing the solo tour and the B-52s at the same time, it's crazy.
You're the hardest working girl in show business.
Right now I am. It's crazy. I love it, though. It's really kind of invigorating. It really is. But I have to take my naps, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the fine art of the afternoon nap.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think even the young people should get into that.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely an art.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice. I haven't seen you since that show in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Back last fall.
That was earlier. When was that?
That was, it was right around my birthday, so I think it was May.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. But we're so looking forward to seeing you up here in Fairfield.
We're excited to be coming. We're going to be driving from Washington, D.C., playing the Black Cat, and then driving up and doing the show there. And I can't wait for you to come.
Yeah, oh, we'll be there. I got a whole block of seats. I'm bringing, you know, the creme de la creme.
All right. Well, I think you'll enjoy it.
I love your new record. And
terrific.
It's called Change, right?
Yeah, it's coming out December 1st.
Oh, wow.
And I know, it's right on us. So
yeah,
it seems like I've been waiting forever for it to come out.
I know, finally
now, right?
Well, it's great, and I hear you have a really cool new band with you.
They're excellent people and wonderful musicians and really bright and energetic, so, and funny. So we're all, you know, jammed in the van together, and whoever's driving gets to call the music, you know.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Oh, you mean the music that goes, that's playing in the van?
Yeah. So we've been driving. It's going back to like the old days, Chris.
Do you drive, Cindy? Do you drive the van?
Well, they let me once, and that was it.
What, were you speeding or what?
Oh, I did some kind of weird maneuver, but I got us there, which was the important thing.
Well, let me just say, I love your new singing style. On your solo work, it's I would say different from what we're used to when you sing with the B-52s. So it's
absolutely,
I appreciate it. It's really hot.
Thank you. Well, this kind of style, it's kind of like I've been telling people, you know, it's true that it's like acting, you know, if you do a little bit more subtle vocals, you can express a lot more subtleties, and it's true, you get like kind of erotic sometimes, kind of,
oh yeah,
you know, kind of, and all the way to demented sometimes, you know, so, and everything in between. So it's been fun to play around with the vocal style, and we wanted continuity, and we really had to come to, you know, come out with a and figure out what kind of style and sound we wanted, because we wanted a consistent album, not something
sure.
that's choppy and you know, all over the place, like you're searching, you know, for a style. So
yeah.
you know, we really made it a conscious effort to, you know, get the style together.
Well, you did it. You succeeded. It's really
yay! Great.
And it's like it reminds me sometimes of like Jane Birkin or something. But then it's also got a whole lot of soul. So you know, I like that.
You know, well, you know, I've got my soul, and it's going to come out no matter what. You know,
yeah.
You know, no matter what style, you know, you give something of yourself to each song. And that definitely comes out. And they, hey Chris, you'll appreciate this. You know, they tried to kind of dampen down my Southern accent a little bit.
Oh. Good.
Just, I mean, but you're still there.
Why?
It's still in there.
Why would anybody ever want to do that?
just a little bit. Just a very little. Soften the Southern accent a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But and I think it works.
Oh, it works very well. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. I'm so glad you like it.
So we played two songs. We played Things I'd Like to Say and Brother. I've been playing Brother for a while. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's really... you know where it came from, right? It's a group from Athens in the 80s. Early 80s. Okay.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a cover. It's a cover.
Oh, and, I didn't know that. Oh, cool.
And we kind of made it more extreme. But anyway, it's a tribute to OK, and they were a cool band that they didn't quite make it all the way, but they really came out with some interesting things, and so we covered it, and I'm so happy we did. It really came out great.
Uh-huh. And tell me something. How I understand you moved back to Athens after...
Yeah, I'm sitting in my house now.
Your hometown, right?
Right. We had Thanksgiving here.
Uh-huh.
And I cheated. I went and got to the health food our grocery store here and ordered a turkey and all the dresses and all that stuff and went and picked it up, brought it. And we had the family here, and it was easy breezy and so relaxing. And I can't tell you how much I love it here.
Oh, I've always enjoyed Athens. When I've only been there a few times, but it's a very distinctive place. And
it's, you know what they say, you know, college towns make good, you know, retirement places too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So my kids are college age now, and
wow.
So, and you know, I'm tending to an elderly uncle here too that, you know, he's the last of the Wilsons. Can you believe it? And so, you know, he's a bachelor that's, you know, he's always taking care of himself. So that's great, but I still have to go help him out and stuff. So
uh-huh.
So it's good that we have a place here.
Yes, it's very kind of you to do so. You know, one of my...
It's worked for me, you know. I love hanging out with him.
Yeah, one of my kids is here in the studio. You remember Robin?
Yes, Robin. How you doing, Robin?
Hi, Cindy. Yeah, DJ from Tom Tom Club. You remember?
Of course.
We played.
I remember when you were running around our wedding. Are you kidding? You were the beautiful.
We've played with you in the past 20 years. We've played with you about 10 times.
I know. But I'll never forget you as a little kid. You know, running around. We've got photographs of y'all.
Yeah. Do you remember Rockin' Rio?
Yes,
Robin came down with amazing. Robin came down for that.
Yeah,
that was something.
Oh my goodness,
remember
that was amazing.
I remember being on the wing of the stage, and there were like pipes, like some kind of like industrial pipes or something around in the wing of the stage, And I remember my and I remember Chris and Tina going on stage with you guys from there. I was three.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was
Ricky. Ricky's my brother's last show.
I know.
You know? And it was so huge. It was amazing thing. That's great that you got to be there and see that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of a political thing change in the air in Brazil. And
yes.
Everybody was just celebrating. It was that's great.
Yes, democracy was back, and we got to at least I got to take one of my I think my first helicopter ride into remember
was that your first?
I think it might have been. No, I took one up in Canada too. I guess it was my second. Anyway, totally exciting. Totally exciting.
Yeah. And the crowds, going over these large crowds, it was amazing.
Yes.
It really was.
Indeed. And but you're playing a more intimate venue here in Fairfield.
Starting over. But you know what, Chris? I love it.
Yes, you know, the intimate venues are actually more fun, I think.
I think so, too. It's like going into people's living rooms and trying to win them over, you know. And
yeah.
It's been really great. It's lots of adventures, and I'm loving it. You know, we're going to Europe, the solo band is.
Oh, cool. When are you going to Europe?
The end of February.
Oh, wow.
We'll be there for 2.5 weeks.
In Europe, are you going to Western Europe or Eastern Europe or what?
I don't have it all in front of me, but it's going to be, the standard, you know, London, Paris, and Amsterdam, and Germany, and Spain.
Oh, wow.
And,
nice.
Yeah. And, and a couple of more, I think Brussels, and, you know, a lot of the places are selling well, so it's
excellent.
I'm very excited about that. You know,
Cindy, do you have a website that has these tour dates on it?
Yes, it is Cindy Wilson Music, I believe.
Uh huh.
And that's Facebook,
okay.
And also Instagram should have it, and Cindy Wilson.
Okay. I got to tell my friends in Paris.
Cindy, are you playing the Milkveg in Amsterdam? Are you playing the Milkveg?
I don't know. My birthday. It's on my birthday.
Oh, cool. Wonderful.
And we're going to be in Amsterdam on my birthday, so we're going to have a party.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's great.
If you partake in a certain type of partying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely do these days. It's funny.
Yeah.
I come back to it later, you know.
Yeah, I gave it up around like 2003.
That's a good thing to do too.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, I went to Denver, and you know, you go into the pharmacy there and get some. A toke or whatever, and it was amazing. It was amazing to walk around, and it's legal. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so times are changing. You know.
Yes, they
crazy.
Are. Yes, they are.
You know? Did the Connecticut vote on it, or was
it's decriminalized, but it's not legal. So
yeah.
So you can't really buy it yet, but I know there's people getting ready. For when it is legal.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say how much we love the record. I know a lot of people are really looking forward to seeing you. And you're going to be in Brooklyn too, right? Where all are you going?
We're doing a Planned Parenthood benefit in Brooklyn at the, oh gosh, what's the name of it? We played it.
Is it Bell House?
Bell House. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Bell House.
That's a cool venue.
Yeah, I like
and,
it.
And
like
good it. For you for supporting Planned Parenthood. We
really need it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm talking over you.
No, I'm just saying, since Trump's in,
yeah,
and having chaos, you know, it's one of the, well, the B-52s, we have them have a table at our shows too. You know,
well, you know,
so it's important.
You know, Cindy, you can vote. You can vote in your local elections, in your town and county elections. I recently did that.
Oh, wonderful! That's a great idea.
So yeah, you should vote in your local elections. Vote for the Democrat.
Oh, I do.
Good. Yeah.
Athens is pretty liberal. You know, and that's another thing about being in this town, you know.
Right.
And Atlanta's trying to, be more, I guess, more Democrat, but not quite there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem.
Athens is a special place in the South, isn't it, where it's like a certain...
Yes, it's, it's a college town, a university town, and a lot of people from all over the world come here, and, you know.
Yeah, it's
and
famous.
Yeah, and it's just it's a chill place, lots of art, and it's just real pleasant.
Well, you know, you're one of the reasons why it's famous.
Well,
that's right.
I'm one of the reasons. You know, yeah. there's it's definitely, you know, the B-52 started in 76 or 77, something like that, and there was we had to make our own fun here, you know. And it was purely to entertain ourselves and our friends.
Yeah.
And so it was truly a miracle that we rose up and got to go to New York to play. We thought that was the end all be all, you know. Once you play New York, what else can you do, you know?
Yeah.
So
toughest crowd on earth.
Cindy, do you remember the first time we met?
It was at the party at the fans' house for Elvis Costello.
Yes, I don't think Elvis Costello came, did he? His band came. Was Elvis there?
Yeah, he came. He came. They were very sulky.
Yeah, I don't remember. He must not have stayed very long. But I remember it very well as being a real cool party.
It was a very cool party, and it was so hip that y'all came. And yeah, that's historic. You know, it's legend now.
Well,
you know, it was the start of a new wave. And
yeah, we played in it.
Very important.
We played in Atlanta. I can't remember the name.
What was the name of the place?
It was a club. It'll come to me. But Elvis Costello opened for Talking Heads. I remember his record company paid us $2,000 to let him open for us.
Wow!
We said,
that's
okay,
amazing.
That's cool. We'll take it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's hip. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Our manager, who became your manager at that time, worked that out for us. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Those were good times. Well, Cindy, I'll let you go because I know it's a weekend coming on, and I'm sure you have things to do. But
I enjoyed talking to y'all.
I really enjoyed talking to you, and we'll see you on December 5th.
Okay.
Maybe I'll come by the sound check beforehand or something and say hi.
All right. Sounds good.
But we'll
bye,
be there.
Robinson.
We'll be there at the show. And now I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play one more song from your record. It's called "People Are Asking."
Oh, my son and his friends love that one.
I love it too.
Oh, great. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for speaking to us and everybody here.
Sure, tell Tina I said hello.
Tina's really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, great. All right.
Oh, and Frank Gallagher's coming up tomorrow. day after tomorrow. He's in New York with his daughter Leah. You know, she's working.
Of course.
She's doing costumes at the Metropolitan Opera now. She's like,
oh my God, it's
amazing. Big time. I don't think you could get any bigger for costumes than the Met.
And she's so young.
I know.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She's doing so well. Yeah. Well, Frank tells us all about it, too.
Oh, I know he does.
And, you know, she likes comic books and comic book movies.
All right.
I actually...
That's great.
Yeah, I actually escorted her once.
I saw Wonder Woman. Did you like Wonder Woman?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman, and I'm not going to talk trash, but I think that there's a certain minority of superhero movies which are any good.
Okay. I saw Wonder Woman. I thought it was good.
I got to see it. I know the Stars picture was all over the magazines in France.
You know what was good? Watchmen.
Yeah.
Watchmen was really good.
Really?
Watchmen was really good. And the book is so detailed that the writer of the comic book didn't want it to be made into a movie, so he took his name off the credits, even though he wrote the whole thing.
Because, you're kidding.
Right, because he thought the way that it was constructed in the comics was impossible to film. Because
that's amazing.
In the comics, what happens is you see the kid buying a comic at the newsstand, right? And then so when you're reading the issue, the whole comic book turns into the comic book that the kid is reading.
Oh, that's very psychedelic.
Super.
Super psychedelic. I love it.
Well, Cindy, thank you again. And
all right.
See you on December 5th at Fairfield Theater Company. And right now we're going to play People Are Asking from the new album, all Change.
Right. All right, thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All over the world.